This is Hunter Pence of the San Francisco Giants. Now back to the Giants post-game show with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680.
All right, Giants win today 5-4 in 12 innings as Sandoval is back in the organization. Talking about that and a bunch of other things, let's go to Kuro in San Jose. Kuro, nice to have you on the show. How are you?
Yeah. Hey, Marty, how's it going?
Well, we're doing well tonight. I'm glad to have you. What's doing?
I'm just calling about Pablo down here watching him, and it was a good, solid base hit. So, yeah, I mean, it looks like he's able to hit the ball at least.
All right, very good. Now, was he hitting left-handed or right-handed?
I believe it was left-handed.
All right, you got a 50-50 shot there of being right, so that's good.
Yeah, pretty much. I have a little bit of dyslexia, but yeah.
All right, very good. So, and now he's only been up once so far, is that it?
Correct, it was the first at bat.
All right, now how do you stand on this? Are you glad that he's back, at least creating this interest and see where it goes?
You know what, with the statements that he put out today, you know, I'm happy to give him a chance and happy to see him back. I'll put it at that.
All right, we got you.
Yep. So.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks, girl.
Yeah. No worries. I'll catch you guys later. Sorry I couldn't be there today.
All right, well, anytime. We love having you around. Okay, very good. Let us go to Andrea in Berkeley. Andrea, nice to have you on the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good, very good.
Good, I'm enjoying the show. Thank you for getting Lexi and Carmen back as well. Nice team.
Very good.
Yeah, a couple things about Pablo Sandoval. And also I was wondering, you know, with to ask Lexi, since Pablo mentioned that Hunter was one of his close friends on the team, if she got to know him and has any glimpses into his personality.
And, Josh, yeah. Is Josh still working here? You want to turn Lexi's mic on and so we can work here? There we go. All right. Very good. Josh, how many chicken wings do you have in your mouth there?
Three
at one time. All right. Very good.
Andrea, thank you so much. Pablo is a really fun guy. Mm-hmm. Granted, the times I have seen him in 2014 was... We won the World Series. I mean, who isn't having fun then? So
right.
He's always a lively, very, he's very, I don't want to, I guess, like childlike. Like he's very playful. Yeah. He's very, very young at heart. And that's always very, for me, very, I'm magnetized towards people like that are very fun and playful and light and just want to have a good time. So I'm very drawn to him. I like that. I think especially in the sport of baseball, I think it's fun and I like seeing him around the clubhouse. I think he plays loud music. He's fun. He keeps it light. And I think that's so important when you have such a long and grueling season.
Well, that's the key, the long season.
Right.
You have to keep it interesting, but then you got to play, you got to produce and you've got to back up
100%.
Your teammates and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. You know, here's my follow up. I couldn't agree more because it's been rather a dismal season for the Giants. So it's kind of low risk and a bit of a reward. You know, the Red Sox are on the hook for his salary. And I firmly believe, you know, people, we're here to learn and grow and evolve. I saw his interviews today. He apologized to the fans and the team. He seemed contrite. You know, so why not bring him back? It's not going to preclude other third base prospects. I don't think this is a long-term situation, but why not, you know, brighten up the team's energy? And he does have that playful, kind of flamboyant, dramatic, expressive part of his personality. I mean, you can't have the rainbow without the rain. Yeah, he can be a little childish and egocentric. But right now, I don't think, you know, I think it's win-win. I don't think the Giants have much to lose by just bringing him back.
No, it's a story, and we're going to want to see how it plays out. So I like it. I like it just for the interest of seeing how it plays out. And this is a team that, boy, they've struggled. They're playing much better ball now. They really are, and I know the record doesn't reflect it, but over the last few weeks, they have played better baseball. The bullpen is better. Dyson is looking good. Crick is going to get a little more action. Osich was terrific today.
Mm-hmm.
I think he really was. And, you know, so I think we're seeing at least some better baseball. And, you know, these are close games and the one-run games, and they got to figure out how to win at home. And they lost a couple of tough ones to San Diego and then, of course, pulled this one out today. And I just think it's better baseball, and I'm looking forward to the rest of the homestand. It's been entertaining baseball.
Yeah, and I think it will continue to be entertaining with Pablo in the fold.
All right. We'll see when he gets up here. I think it's inevitable they're going to want to see it. Unless he gets hurt, unless, you know, there's something physically up with him, we'll see what happens. But thanks, Andrea. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, have a good night. All right, let's go to Jimmy in Oakland. Jimmy, you're on KMBR 680. Go ahead.
Hey, Marty. How you doing?
We're doing great tonight. How are you?
Great. This is Jimmy, Coliseum rep from Oakland.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Nice to hear from you.
I guess it's sort of like Barnum and Bailey. There's a sucker born every minute, right?
Well, it's baseball and entertainment, and, you know, they put a fence around the field and charge you money, and people like to go and watch the story.
Yeah, it's like bringing O.J. back to Rich Stadium in Buffalo, New York, right?
Not quite. But, not quite.
he apologized too, right?
Well, not quite. I think it's a little bit of a different story. But go ahead. What's your point tonight?
No, I'm glad he's coming back. I love a good show, and I hope he does well. I really do.
Yeah, well, we'll see. And I think, you know, there are a lot of people that feel that way, and other people feel, why bother? But if it's something he said or something he did, I don't know.
Well, I think it was he was a big hit on Instagram during a game in Boston where he went into the locker room and was doing Instagram with some teenage girl or something.
No, I don't know about that. But
Yeah.
It was quite a hit on Instagram. Check it out. It's real.
All right. All right. All right, Jimmy. Very good. Thank
Jimmy.
You.
All right, Jimmy the Rat. Call him.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. Was he on Instagram, Lexi? Was that?
I guess he liked a girl's photo during a game.
Oh, during a game.
Which, there are MLB rules where guys are not allowed to be on their phone an hour, or is it 30 minutes, something like that, before the game, and then an hour after the game.
Yeah.
He also had some stuff go down in Santa Cruz, you know.
Well, years ago.
No, yeah,
he was not a picnic to deal with for coaches and everything else. And for the 6 years that he was in the big leagues here, it was never a smooth ride. But when the moment came, he would hit. Then many times he wouldn't. But when it's all said and done, he had big moments here. And they're in a position now where they can use a hitter. They can use a spark. They can't. And I've got 79 home runs, almost last in baseball probably. And if he can give him anything from the left side, let's see. And I think that's the point of it, and that's what baseball is all about. Let's go to another Jimmy, this one in Brentwood. Jimmy, you're on KMBR 680. Go ahead.
Hey, so I'm pro-Panda, actually. A lot of callers have been calling in saying a lot of bad things about the guy, and I don't really think he deserves that. I mean, he said some bad things in haste. But how often do superstars leave a ball club, you know, and gracefully? You know, a lot of times it doesn't happen that way. And we saw it with the Warriors this year with Andre Iguodala. He didn't even leave, but he was just testing free agency, and he was getting some hate from the fans. And so, yeah, I think considering what he's done for the ball club in the past. I mean, he's a World Series hero. He's a key guy in the few World Series runs. And I think we owe it to him to, you know, he wants to come home. He went away into a bad situation. He wasn't having fun playing ball anymore, and he wants to come back home. And I think as a fan base who got a lot out of him, I think we owe him a lot. And I just saying, I would probably be really upset if I hear some boos when he takes his first at bat at AT&T. You know, I don't think he deserves something like that.
Oh, good point. How would you feel if Jeff Kent was coming back, or Brian Wilson, or as FB says, Sergio Romo, or something like that?
See, those guys, that's different. Those are I don't know if you can quite use the phrase "actions speak louder than words," but Pablo Sandoval said a few bad things. He made some mistakes in the media, but players make mistakes on the field. Players end up going like those guys, going to another team, their rival team. And those guys, I mean, I think I would be upset if we brought a guy back like Jeff Kent or Brian Wilson, like you said, who kind of left our program like that and go out and go play for the enemy. But at the end of the day, they're just trying to, you know, make money, play ball, and do their thing. And I think they deserve more than just the hate that he's getting. Or Pablo, at least, deserves the hate more than the hate that he's getting right now.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks, Jimmy.
Yeah, no problem.
Very good. let me ask Carmen, Lexi, this kind of question. And you look at Sandoval, you look at all the comments, and Lexi is on Twitch and, you know, on YouTube, and Let's Get Lexi, and Carmen, you're all over the place with GIFs, right?
GIFs.
GIFs, sorry, GIFs.
For the last time, hard G for me.
I know, GIFs. And FP's got all sorts of stuff going, and I'm on Instagram now and Twitter and all that. Has baseball gotten too much into this? And I mean, the game is on the field. This is what it's all about. Why is baseball expanding so much in this way?
What a great question, Marty. I love this question. Someone who is super passionate about social media. I think when it comes to jobs nowadays, not just baseball, every job has an Instagram, has a Facebook page, has a Twitter. We all have this, and that's just the way our world is evolving. So I think, you know, the Giants have theirs, and now personal players are having theirs, and I think it's great. I think it's great.
So do we get too involved now with the Panda's life? And, you know, in other words, you know, baseball was, well, you come up in the minor leagues, you come to the big leagues, let's see how you play, and I'll see you later. Now it's 24/7 because the story of the player goes on and on and on.
Yeah, Mari, one time Pablo Sandoval posted a picture of him right after he signed his contract with the Red Sox. I think he was played at a really nice restaurant and had a lot of food on it, and people crushed him for that. I think it was even a thing on ESPN, going back to his weight again. So people do get a little too involved with the social media personally, but I don't know. It gets kind of weird sometimes. It's kind of like a gray area.
I mean, we all kind of deal with that, right? I think we're all on social media to some extent. I'm sure Lexi gets some not so great things said to her. I definitely do. Marty, I'm sure, does. Like, this is the nature of putting yourself out there. And it's kind of how you want to take it. Not saying it's right. It's definitely not right to fat shame people, to say these terrible things about them. But, you know, I think it's part of social media. There are going to be good and bad parts. I mean, I would have never met Lexi unless there was social media. Marty, you and I may not have met if
Marty,
there was
you and I,
media.
Well, we probably would have met eventually, but.
and FP and I would not have met. But no one would have met. We all would be walking around nowhere. We wouldn't know anybody.
I'm just saying there are good and bad parts of everything.
But here's my point for baseball, though. Play the game. Can you hit? Mm-hmm. Can you play? Do you show up? Can you,
sure.
You know, can you hit the ball and play the game correctly? But I think the whole discussion about Sandoval, what gets everybody into it is it's expanded beyond that. Can, you know, it should be, can he play or can he play? And
is
he a good teammate? Can he play and all that? But we have a whole story going on there.
Well, I think also, you know, Pablo, and I hate to call him out on this because I am team Pablo, especially if he brings wins. You know, in 2014 World Series parade, he said, I'm coming back, and then he didn't. You know, that's why even say that? Why even go there? You know, why make such a big announcement? However, you know, I don't know. I don't know why he would do that and then come back. But I think social media, you know, I hope that he would. I don't know.
The things you say live on now.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, things you say and that come back 5 years later, you know. We've seen it in politics and all that.
Got to be accountable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. I just say, you know, it's a bigger question than just can he play third and hit. There's a tremendous question here. We're questioning his character, his motives. What did he say? Why did he say it? How could he do that to us? He scorned us. We're jilted. My God, how can we bring him back? He's a baseball player.
He is a baseball player, but I also think social media gives him sort of like a life raft after baseball.
Also, well,
if done correctly.
All right.
I just want to point out two things can be equally true. You can not feel jilted and you could just not want Pablo Sandoval to come back. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't really feel like he betrayed me or anything like that, but I don't necessarily need him to come back. And I think both things can be equally true. And I'm just speaking up for that population because I know they exist as well. I'm kind of just like, I'm good.
All right. I say, let's see. He's a baseball player. Let me see him play baseball. I'll worry about what he does afterwards. I want to see him play baseball.
And the beautiful part is, like, you can totally just not follow him on any of the socials. And then right. You, like, won't even know.
One click away.
Perfect. You're just one click away.
Well, believe me, anything goes on, it's going to be on there. And that's going to be a bigger story than watching him play.
Well, right, which is, like, then do the news media pick it up, whatever he does on socials, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Marty, with your big scoop this morning, by the way. with the picture with Pablo.
That's what, like that was me.
Blew up. Yeah.
Did you see that this morning? I happened to walk in with him with the beer trucks, you know, and I walked in and there he was.
The
and,
beer trucks.
And we took a selfie together. It was great. Yeah. It was. And I was glad to see him. And, you know, I got a feel for him of who he was at that moment and walking back into that ballpark. And it was a moment that I think I shared with him. In some respect, Brett Alexander was there too, the traveling coordinator. But there was a moment when he got out of that vehicle and walked through that tunnel and looked at everything. And I could feel the emotion that he had when he walked in. He was just ecstatic. I mean, he was very happy.
I mean, why wouldn't you be happy? Think about what his situation. Of course he's happy.
Well, but he could have been saying, well, I'm back. You know, here I am in San Francisco. And boy, I didn't like it here. And all right, this is my last chance to play Major League Baseball. Let me give it a shot.
But he's not back.
But he didn't have that attitude. You know, he had the attitude was that I could see was, hey, this is terrific. Let me just see. I'm so glad to be here. I'll do anything. I just want to be here. Saw Murph and the whole thing. I don't know. It just was different.
That's great. But he's also, like, not back. He has to earn his way back. And yes. I think that's the part we need to really concentrate on.
And that's the baseball
still
part.
Still in the motel.
He's going to take Carmen on dates, and we're going to see how it goes.
All right, Carmen. All right, we'll see. Well, we're going to follow this. Are you on Facebook, Carmen? We'll see.
Lots of gifts.
Don't find me on Facebook. Gifts. I don't like that.
All right.
Twitter's
all right.
Fine, though.
Josh, we're going to take a break. 808 KMBR. We'll be back with more right here after this.